If you are sick of hating everyone, I am so happy you're here. And first and foremost, I have to say, I'm so sorry. On behalf of whoever convinced you that this is the inner monologue you deserve. Whitney Cummings said this awesome comment on her podcast. She goes, "It's death by a thousand cuts through judging strangers. I'm just poisoning myself." I don't know who convinced you to poison yourself, but my hope is that this video becomes part of your antidote. I want to start with where it manifested itself the most for me, and the part of it that killed my soul the most. I isolated myself from everyone. And sometimes I would say the reason was because everyone sucked. But the truth is, I felt like my presence had to be justified. Like, I was automatically an inconvenience. When someone liked or cared for me, I was like, crap. I got super anxious and I quickly just tried to figure out what I needed to say or do or be to deserve the love and attention they were giving me. I would just try to figure out what I needed to do to deserve it, because somehow I had duped them into loving and caring for me, and now I have to perform. Now I have to live up to whatever they're expecting of me, because they don't love and care for me because of who I am. They love and care for me because of who they think I am. So I would try to figure out who the heck that was and be that for them. And I still do this sometimes. And I'm working on it. But I would consider myself a burden to them. Having friends made me more insecure than being alone. Because at least when I was alone, I didn't have to perform for anyone. I didn't have to be charming, fun, loving, accepting, all the things people like. I could just sit there making my head become part of my neck into a thumb watching a TV show or whatever. I isolated myself. And it's because I had such low self-worth and I wasn't aware of it. So I might have blamed other people. I might have blamed their expectations of me. But the truth was, my expectations of myself and thus others was so insanely high. So I left most social situations, and really until recently, this was the norm. Every social situation I left, I would leave feeling decent, and then it would just spiral downhill into all the things I should have said, done, and been different. If you often say things like, "She's too old to wear that," "Oh my God, who does he think he is?" "No one cares about each other," then that's great. That's an indication of what you think about yourself. If you judge the girl taking a picture in front of the cool wall for her Instagram, that means you don't think you deserve to be in front of the camera. You don't think that you deserve to be posting photos on it online. You don't think you deserve to have attention or love or eyes on you. And when she thinks she does, it's offensive and it's hurtful. Because someone, somewhere, made us think that it's a zero-sum game, that there's a limited amount of attention, there's a limited amount of love, only one person gets it, and she thinks it's her? She thinks she deserves our eyeballs? No, that's not how it works. That's not how love works. That's not how judgment works. Attitudes are contagious. When you go into a social setting and someone is there and they're confident and they're loving and they are making you feel great about yourself and they feel great about themselves, it just spreads, it compounds, it grows. We think it's this limited resource, like we're pouring from a cup and however much we have is how much we have. But it's a river, it's an ocean. There is no end. It is a constant flow. Jump in and be part of it. Maybe when you start to be happy, you get afraid that the other shoe is going to drop. So you look for it. You look for the dark side to every bright coin. You look for when somebody compliments you, you feel like maybe they're mocking you. And if they're not mocking you, if they really seem sincere, then you assume they're probably either dumb or deliberately wearing rose-colored glasses. And you haven't considered that maybe you're wearing rain-colored ones. You are determined to believe. You are so determined to believe that you aren't deserving of compliments, that you aren't worthy of praise, that you aren't worthy of love, that you aren't worthy of attention. Someone in your past has instilled in you that love is so fragile that if you accept it, it will be ripped away from you. So when somebody gives you a compliment, when somebody gives you love, you assume they are either lying or stupid. And the truth is, you deserve it. You get to accept it. And because love does not work like a finite resource, it is not natural gas drilled from the earth that we're running out of. It is the ocean. It is a river. It is an ever-flowing thing. They're inviting you into the flow of love, and you can either jump in or not, baby. You were not taught as a kid to swim. And so when somebody says, get in the ocean, you go, oh no, I can't do that. No, thank you. I'm going to stand here and make fun of everybody who's swimming. Do you often feel guilty, worthless, and inadequate? Then you probably blame yourself even when blame is irrelevant. But your brain was wired at a young age to figure out who's to blame. And when it's not you, you get to feel powerful. And when it is you, you get to feel powerful in a different way. You get to be guilty. When you're guilty, you're important. You've done something. You've impacted. Your worth is not determined by the blame placed on you. You may have had a life where you only felt worthy when you were responsible, and you were responsible because people were putting guilt on you. The good news is that guilt is not really a feeling. Guilt is a belief. Guilt is a belief that someone must be blamed at all times. The truth is so much better. The truth is so much better. The truth is, blame is almost always irrelevant. Recognizing like, oh, what was the trigger that caused the bad thing to happen? How do we fix that trigger? Is so different than who should we be mad at? So if you want to free yourself from guilt next time you feel guilty, notice that you're seeking blame instead of solution, and then seek a solution instead. And if that's really hard, get yourself some therapy and start learning how to love yourself. I'm going to finish with this awesome poem. Half a life is a life you didn't live, a word you have not said, a smile you postponed, a love you have not had, a friendship you did not know. To reach and not arrive, work and not work, attend only to be absent. What makes you a stranger to them closest to you, and they strangers to you. The half is a mere moment of inability, but you are able, for you are not half a being. You are a whole that exists to live a life, not half a life. Khalil Gibran. The thing I want most for you watching this video is to not live a half life. And if you hate everyone, it is impossible to live a full life. You don't hate everyone. You hate you. And you don't deserve that. But we can work on it. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good morning.